In 1876, there was an occurrence within the context of a larger event that to me depicts what the shadow man, or in this case, the shadow woman, was all about. But nonetheless, whether it's male or female, it describes that aspect of ourselves that when the moment is right or when the moment is necessary, part of us does come to the fore. It comes out and emerges or rises to the top, as it were. Her name was Buffalo Calfroat. She was a young Cheyenne woman, probably barely 20. And she rode with her brother into battle. That in itself is noteworthy. Anyone going into battle, but especially a woman going into battle, and a young woman at that. But it was what she did during that battle that keeps her story alive. To put it simply, she saved her brother's life by riding to his rescue in the middle of the battle. This occurred in June of 1876, specifically on June 17, 1876, just north of the current town of Sheridan, Wyoming, in what is called the Battle of the Rosebud. The situation was this. The Lakota and the Nakota and the Dakota and their Shahila, or Northern Cheyenne allies, gathered to the north along Ash Creek and later moved to the Greasy Grass River, now known as the Little Bighorn. They had gathered to talk about what to do about the incursion, the encroachment, the invasion of whites. Whites were coming into our territory and into our lives more and more. By that time in 1876, the buffalo were nearly gone. So it was turning into a very desperate situation. And Sitting Bull, the Hunkpapa Lakota medicine man and leader, sent out a call early that year. And so eventually 8,000 to 10,000 people gathered. And it was in May, in late May, that soldiers were detected coming north from what is now southern Wyoming. And in a couple of weeks, they reached the northern range of the Bighorn Mountains. Scouts went to the camp along Ash Creek and reported a column of soldiers. And so Crazy Horse, the Oglala Lakota leader, organized probably 500 warriors, mostly Lakota, some Cheyenne, and rode 50 miles to meet the threat. Now, that's easily said, but they left the encampment at Ash Creek just as the sun was going down, so they had to ride through the night over a range of mountains. Most of them were leading a second horse and carrying weapons, so this was not an easy thing to do, for one thing, for anybody. But this young woman, Buffalo Calfroat, was one of those warriors. They engaged Crook's column at dawn. They found him encamped near Rosebud Creek. And as it turned out, Crook had over 1,000 men, probably about 1,300, including a contingent of Crow and Shoshone Indians. The Crow and Shoshone were our enemies at the time, and they were fighting on the side of the whites because they felt that using the whites, they could defeat us. It didn't turn out that way, of course, but that was their intent. So here this young woman is with her brother in the midst of a battle that started at dawn and ended eventually in late afternoon. The battle went back and forth. Sometimes the soldiers had the advantage, sometimes the Lakota and Cheyenne had the advantage. But somewhere in the midst of it, in the middle of the day, Buffalo Calfroat's brother, who was a war party leader, his horse was shot from under him, and he fell. And he fell in the midst of two soldier positions. And so he was being fired upon, and he was trying to find cover. And there was not a lot of cover where he was. She saw what had happened to him, got on her horse, and rode about 100 yards through soldier enemy fire that was coming at her from both sides. She rescued her brother. They both got on her horse, and amazingly, they escaped. And neither one of them was wounded. So she was part of that whole experience. And her act of courage and bravery was noted by Crazy Horse. So the next couple of days after they had returned to the Greasy Grass, or their larger encampment, he gifted her an eagle feather and the horse. Now that says a lot in itself. But during that moment when she saw her brother in danger, something obviously motivated her, prompted her, drove her to risk her own life, forget about the danger to her own life and limb, and place herself in harm's way and rescue him. She lived to be an old woman, and when asked, she would talk about the incident. But that raises a question, that event, that act of Buffalo Calf Road. What enables one person to face the dangers of combat? And why is another paralyzed by fear? I think the answer is the shadow man, or that shadow person that exists in each of us. So what is the shadow man? As the label implies, the shadow man is that part of us that is submerged in the recesses of our being, and he or she is waiting for the right moment to emerge. That shadowy aspect exists in all of us, I think, and is awakened, if you will, by dire circumstances mostly, by anger, by a sense of protectiveness, maybe even by a sense of desperation. And the shadow man has a definite purpose. And when he fulfills that purpose, it is up to us, if we understand what it's all about, to put him or her back. And I think as a society, I'm talking about American culture, as a society, we don't even know that such a person or such a being exists within us. We call upon young men and women to go off in combat and to act on our behalf and in our name to do something, whether it's noble or otherwise, and experience very, very difficult things, very ugly things in many instances. And then we say thank you, and then they have to figure out the rest of their lives because we don't understand what the shadow man is all about. As a society, what we should be doing is helping them to put the shadow man back where he or she belongs, and that's one thing we don't do as a society. Given what's happening in the world today, and given the average age of the people we are sending into combat, while we have the capability to give them specialized skills, we make them airmen, we make them tankers, we make them infantrymen, and we give them the technology to do their jobs efficiently, sometimes to kill efficiently. But what we haven't done is to efficiently deal with the experiences that they have had while facing the difficult situations that we placed them into. So the whole chapter of the Shadow Man talks about what we should do to understand it and what we should do to deal with it.